Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Everybody, welcome back to the press. It's our second show for the week for the Tour Championship. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Thanks for being here. We're going to get right into it. We've got a model to talk about. I did wind up doing a model in the end, not necessarily with the starting strokes, but just trying to rank the field from top to bottom. We now do have odds from DraftKings in a market that excludes starting strokes, so we'll talk about that a little bit, some dangers of betting that, some opportunities there as well. And then we'll talk about current form as well as horses for courses, specifically the Tour Championship. Now, let's start with the market, or let's actually start with the model. Let's start there, because that's typically our jumping off point for a lot of this stuff, and we'll get right into it. Again, we have 30 players in the field, and the way I tried to come up with a comparable tournament, which we use kind of comparable competition, right, as part of our model, I used tournaments that offered anywhere from 60 to 70 first place points to the winner. Now, you'll note that's not going to happen this week. That's not the case, right? But the depth of the field is there. You have 29 of the world top 50. There's basically one non-top 50 player in this field, and you have to treat it as such. So I kind of bumped up the value of the comparable field here on purpose, because I think that's a fair comparison point. Do I think it changed it dramatically? Maybe a couple of spots, but I don't think it to a crazy degree, right? It's just one part of a much bigger calculation here. So let's go down the list. For the first time this year, Xander Schauffele is number one. For the first time in the final event of the year, he is number one. Number one over Scottie Scheffler by 0.089 points. And that speaks really highly to how consistent Xander has been over the last couple of years, right? We have a two-year window that we use as part of this, and also obviously been very consistent this year. And then we have the part of the model that looks at the last 10 tournaments. Obviously, Scheffler has done very well this year, of course, but Xander has done very well in the majors, and he has been better in the playoffs. So just a little bit of an edge there. I think that was interesting. I was surprised about that. Rory McIlroy is third. Patrick Cantlay is fourth. Now, we're also factoring in strokes gained from the Tour Championship in the last 3 years. Xander Schauffele loves this venue more than anybody. Scottie Scheffler has been snake-bitten at this venue a couple different times with a chance to win the FedEx Cup. Rory McIlroy likes the venue, clearly. Patrick Cantlay also likes the venue. We will talk about that when we get into horses for courses. So they get a big bump here. Fifth is Wyndham Clark. Sixth is Hideki Matsuyama. Seventh is Victor Hovland. Gets a big boost from winning here last year, but also has played better in the playoffs. Obviously played very well in Memphis. I think Memphis is going to be more like Eastlake than Castle Pines would be like Eastlake. Ludwig is eighth. Bob McIntyre is ninth. That's very surprising to me, but he's had a very good year. Sungjae Im is 10th, Tony Finau 11th, Tommy Fleetwood 12th, Adam Scott 13th, Sam Burns 14th. Now, we've talked about Burns, we talked about him yesterday as a guy I really like, as a long shot play to win the FedEx Cup, and a guy who could potentially win the tournament, the 72-hole tournament, if there were taking up the strokes, starting strokes piece of it. And I still maintain that. I'm basing that off of current form. I'm not basing that off of a long-term view, because he hasn't played very well this year. So there's plenty of reason to believe he's not playing that great, and you shouldn't bet him. But if you look at current form, you go, there's no one better in the playoffs against par. He's a Bermuda grass specialist. He's from the South. This all kind of makes sense. So there you go. Justin Thomas is 18th, the worst-ranked player in the field. In my ranking is Matthew Pavon, and by a substantial margin, by the way. I was kind of surprised about that. I talked about him as a 50-to-1 guy to get into the top five, because you only have to overcome five strokes over 72 holes, and I still stand by that bet, by the way. But he is clearly the worst player in the field and priced as such in the market to win the FedEx Cup. So just keep that in mind. But again, in a one tournament scenario, I think a 50-1 wager is kind of worth it because anything can happen in 72 holes. This is a longer term model. This clearly ranks players over a much longer stretch of time. So yeah, he's going to be the worst among these 30. He also has much more limited PGA Tour experience. So you have to keep those things in mind, thinking about a longer term model. Short term model, well, that's not so bad. So we'll get to the short term model here in just a little bit. I do want to talk about the horses for courses here. And I do horses for courses differently for this tournament and this tournament only. Normally I'm looking at top 15 finishes over the last 5 years. Here I'm looking at top 10 finishes. And these are finishes based on the 72 hole total, not with starting strokes. For our purposes, I don't use that because that kind of skews what the actual numbers shot were on the golf course. So if you're looking for a player finished in the top 10 of the actual 72 hole tournament in the last 5 years, we got a lot of players to pick from. And Xander Schauffele is obviously number one. He's been in the top 15 in all of them. Actually been in the top six or seven in all of them. Then you have Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy is not surprising. He's, what, a three-time FedEx Cup winner. But Justin Thomas might be surprising to you, but he's done it. And he's done well in this tournament in the past. And so he is basically no chance to win the FedEx Cup, but it sure feels like he's got a decent chance to finish in the top 5 or 10 as a guy who loves to play this golf course. Then there's Scottie Scheffler has 3 top 10 finishes, so he plays it well, just can't get to the finish. Along with Patrick Cantlay, plays it well, has won the FedEx Cup, has gotten to the finish. And then your 2s, Tony Finau, Victor Hovland, and Colin Morikawa. Now part of this is a function, right, of just getting to the Tour Championship. You got to get there to even give yourself a chance. And that's really hard to do year to year to year. But most of these players have done it consistently, been there year after year after year. Not every year, because Justin Thomas wasn't there last year. But year after year, do tend to find a way to get to Eastlake. And this is the second year of the new system. So we'll start to kind of put together a tradition of guys who got into the tournament in the first place, get into the top 70, which does mean something now, and then advance their way through the playoffs. But as we mentioned, I believe on my 2 of the first show, basically the top 25 players at the end of the regular season were guaranteed a spot in the Tour Championship before the playoffs even began. And it's possible that that cannot happen, but the most likely scenario in most years is that if you're in the top 25 to start the playoffs, you're in Eastlake. So this isn't necessarily a system designed to have a whole lot of up and down. So if you are a top 25 player and you've been one for 4 or 5 years, you're getting to Eastlake. Bottom line. So just keep that in mind when thinking about horses for courses, course history. Now, current form, also very good for a lot of players in the field, right? To have gotten this far, you had to have played pretty well this year. And the odds are, for a number of players, you played pretty well in the playoffs. There are 1, 2, 3 players with 3 top 15 finishes in their last 5 PGA Tour events played. Sam Burns, we've talked about him. Billy Horschel. Scottie Scheffler. And actually, Xander Schauffele, I have to make a correction there. He's the other. So you have 4 players. Then you have a bunch with 2. Ben On, Patrick Cantlay, both of his have been in the playoffs. Wyndham Clark, both of his in the playoffs. Tony Finau, 1 in the playoffs. Sungjae Im, a major in the playoffs, so he was the Open in the BMW. Taylor Pendrith, once before the playoffs at the 3M Open, once in the playoffs at the BMW, which made sense given his length. Then Adam Scott is the other. And his was in the Open, obviously gave himself a chance, and the BMW Championship. So there are a number of players are coming in playing good golf. I think you have to consider Billy Horschel as a potential option here, given that he played well in Memphis, given he's a Southern guy, given he's done this before. I don't think he's a threat necessarily to win the FedEx Cup. I think that's a little too much for him. But I think he's an interesting player to look at for the 72-hole total without starting strokes. Now, I do want to go over to our short-term model. Again, that's available for our members. at golfnewsnet.com. We're just going to talk about this just a little bit, just a couple of guys to mention, and then hopefully you'll look at this in your off season and want to join us for $40 a year, or as we're going to put it live on the website, $60 for 2 years. So save, get 6 months for free, and $100 for 3 years, and you can add that on to your membership, and I'll let you know when that's published. So in our short-term model, we're looking for the best players, right? In the last 10 events played, we're looking at total strokes gained of at least 1.2 strokes per round. We're looking at quality strokes gained of at least 1.6 strokes per round, and we're looking for quality approach play. The best player in total in the last 10 events played with strokes gained attached, because the Olympics didn't have that. Well, the Olympics did have that, but we don't record that. There are six players who have above 1.2. Sam Burns is number one. He has come on. Aaron Rye is number two. Adam Scott's number three. Xander Schauffele is number four. Wyndham Clark's number five. Hideki Matsuyama is number six. And actually, if you look down the list, Scottie Scheffler is not in great shape. 0.524, a little bit of a downslide. And that's something to keep in mind when trying to figure out whether he's going to win the FedEx Cup, given the quality of the year that he had going into July. But the last couple of months have not been as good. And he even lost strokes to the field last week for the first time in more than 2 years. So that's not to say, hey, don't bet this guy. It's just, it's not as good as it's been. The driving has been bad. Around the green has been bad. Putting, actually been quite good. Approach play, also not as good. So something's a little off there in those last 10 PGA Tour events played. Now, obviously, he hasn't played as many of those compared to some of these other players, but it's worth noting. Do want to point out some approach play numbers as well. Aaron Rye, Xander Schauffele, Hideki Matsuyama, Tony Finau been great on the approach, not so great with the driving, and always kind of blab with the putter. Tommy Fleetwood great on the approach as well, but not anywhere near that company in terms of the quality of play to get to that 1.2 number, because his putting is horrible. And those are the only players that kind of get over that 0.6 threshold. So if you're trying to figure out guys that are maybe just short of that threshold, Bob McIntyre, Ludwig are right in that conversation, just short of that 1.2 number. Bob is over that 1.6 number in quality strokes gained, adding in the quality of your competition. He's played very well this year, especially in the last 10 events, right? That's been his time to shine. So worth noting that about him. I think the one thing you kind of gets lost in the shuffle talking about Eastlake, at least pre-renovation. By the way, I was wrong yesterday. I want to point that out. I said it was Gil Hance's company, Gil Hance's team that did the redo. It was not. It was Andrew Green's. Andrew Green is a fantastic architect, and I wasn't 100% sure it was Gil. Andrew Green did it. He did Congressional. He did Baltusrol. Or no, he didn't do Baltusrol. Hance did Baltusrol. He's done a lot of quality work. Very, very good architect. He did Wilmington Golf and Country Club, which hosted the BMW a couple years ago. He really can be a chameleon and kind of set up his architectural style to mimic almost any architect. It's incredible. So you're going to get from him, my guess, is something a lot more like what Eastlake was pre, 100 years ago, but without stripping the modern aesthetic entirely. So you're going to get a mixture of kind of two eras, and that's what Andrew Green does very well. That all said, we talked about it yesterday. Remember, this is basically a new golf course. A lot of ground has been moved, and it is not settled in a year. That's not how it works. It takes usually 2 to 3 years for it to truly settle. First year, it's going to play firm and fast, which means scoring's at a premium, and the drives are going to go far unless you're hitting into the green. And rolling against the grain. That is really the only trouble you're going to have hitting the ball far. You're going to get a lot of run out this week. So this is going to play like a short golf course. I think that brings more names into it. I think that brings guys like Hideki and Tommy Fleetwood and Billy Horschel, those kinds of guys that aren't that long, back into that conversation a little bit. But again, you have to look at that from the market, not Hideki, but Fleetwood and Horschel, the market without starting strokes. So let's talk about that real quick. This market really only exists to win. There's no top 10, top 5. This is win or nothing. Xander Schauffele is 4-1 with Scottie Scheffler. Those guys make sense, right? I think Schauffele way more than Scheffler, because he's loved this golf course as long as it's existed and he's been able to play at it, right? There's no reason to believe that the architectural changes are going to suddenly spook him off of it. McIlroy's 10-1, and given his course history, you go, yeah, that seems like a worthy number, but he also doesn't have any clue what's going on with his driving right now. It looks horrible. I know he blasts drives everywhere, but there's something wrong, and he's trying to figure it out, quite literally on the range as we're talking, and I that gives me pause to bet him. Hovland, 14-1. Obert, 16-1. Both guys give me pause for different reasons. Obert can't shoot a final round that's decent, and Victor Hovland is way too variable right now. Although he is the defending champion, I just don't love his chances to shoot a good 72-hole total. Again, I come back to Sam Burns, the most under par in the playoffs by 2 shots. There's your guy. He's got everything going for him. I would bet him at 18-1 here. Morikawa, 16-1, plays pretty well here, actually. Scores well here. Just usually doesn't find himself in a position with a chance to win. And I think he's just far outside enough the chance to win that he couldn't kind of choke. I mean, he's choked a couple times this year. Let's just be honest. In this position, I don't think he's in a position to choke. If he plays great, maybe down the stretch, but he's going to have played great by that point. I like him at a 16-1 number, although he has not been as good lately. Wyndham Clark, 20-1, I think is worth a consideration. I don't know that he's going to love this golf course, but I think I might go with him. Might go with him on a 20-1. Finau, Fleetwood's played around the approach, but not great at putting. Then again, you got new greens. So those greens may be very confusing to a lot of players. This may play into Tommy Fleetwood's hands. Cantlay's been playing better. He's had 2 top 15 finishes in the playoffs, but both those are top 15s, like T12, T13, not like T4, T5. So do you think it's going to come around in time for him to win a 72-hole event? I'm not so sure. Bradley, I definitely wouldn't peg him to win a 72-hole event. He's got the advantage. You can look at him to win the FedEx Cup just because of a disrespectful price. But he rated 38th last week out of 50 players in the field and wound up winning at 100-1. And that makes sense given his rating and the field strength. The ranking of him in the market made sense. Here, 30-1 to win the 72-hole tournament, you might as well take him to win the whole thing at basically the same number, and you get the starting strokes. Don't get into Keegan Bradley to win the 72-hole tournament. Justin Thomas, 30-1, I think is interesting because he has nothing to lose, and he loves playing aggressive golf. He's 10 back. He's got nothing to lose here, and he likes his golf course. 30-1 is worth at least a peek for me. Going down toward the bottom, maybe a bet on Bob McIntyre, maybe. I think that would be it. I do want to come back to that tournament winner market, the market for players with starting strokes included. And you're telling me that Keegan Bradley is 35-1 to win with the starting strokes. He's the 4th seed. He's 6 under par. And he's 30-1, slightly shorter, to win without those 6 strokes against the bottom of the field and a 4-stroke disadvantage to Scheffler, who has been pretty good but not great at this golf course. That just doesn't line up, right? That doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry, it doesn't. You take the 35-1. Take your 4 strokes, you make 1 stroke per round, you win. At least against the leader, right? I mean, obviously you've got other players to contend with. So I think if you're going to bet Keegan Bradley, just do it to win the FedEx Cup. And I really haven't seen a whole lot of movement here because this is kind of a silly week to bet. But Sam Burns, 40-1, just still stands right out there to me as a guy who could win both. I would bet him on the 72-hole with and without the starting strokes. And again, I'm going to stick with Pavon on that top 5, including ties, just because it's a one-game scenario. It might be $10, but I'm going to do it. Let's talk about... We talked about round finishing position yesterday. Again, this includes starting strokes. I don't think this is really a fun market to play particularly because of the starting strokes. I mean, Scheffler's minus 175 to carry the lead. Keegan Bradley's 30-1. Ludwig's 40-1. McIlroy 65. I mean, you quickly get out of hand here. You're just very hard-pressed to have overtaken the lead on day one unless you come out there and you're Sam Burns and you shoot like 62. I don't know that that number is necessarily even out there. So I would leave this market alone. Some matchups to think about. And then you're really talking about two balls and tournament matchups. And I think this is kind of interesting because I'm reading this at DraftKings, this is with starting strokes included. So you're trying to kind of pair up guys who are at similar places. I like Sam Burns at +115. Really like his chances there. That's what, one stroke to make up? Sure, thank you. I'll take it. I do like Justin Thomas over Aaron Rye just a little bit. I think he'll make that up given his course history. Otherwise, I would probably stay away from a lot of these matchups just because you might want to look at like a two ball for the first round, but I think the tournament matchups are the way to go there. Tournament props, just to throw that out there, Albatross, forget it. Big guns versus the field, Schauffele and Scheffler -330 versus the field, +225. That's a hard one with Scheffler and Schauffele in there. I think the most likely outcome is one of those two guys wins. Wire to wire, yes, +105. That would mean that Scheffler never loses the lead after a round. That one's hard to see. That one's hard to swallow, get interested in. Winning margin, four strokes or more, +110. I don't think that's the right play. I think like three and two are the right plays. +450 for two, +550 for three exactly. If you're interested in that market, playoff specials, is there going to be one? Yes, +650. No, -1800. Not getting into that. Birdie, the 72nd hole for the winner. Yes, even money. No, -135. That par five is a little tricky, but I would say yes. It's going to be very reachable this week. And then winner to par the 72nd hole. Yes, +110. No, -150. Now, this is just something I want to point out in the kind of weird logic of this market. The odds that you make worse than par on a par five finishing hole are not great, especially this one, because most guys get the ball down low, down to the bottom of the hill. They take their chance, make it to the green. They come up either just shorter in the front bunker, and then they blast out, they make their par. Or they get up and make their par. Bogey's very unlikely. So if you think the winner's not going to birdie your eagle the 72nd hole, and you think they're just going to par to finish it off, like say someone's ahead by two or three shots, then I would go look at the yes to par +110 instead of the no to birdie -135. That's if you're trying to play that's what I would look at. Then we got round props, we've got bogey free rounds, we've got lowest scores. I don't care for any of those whatsoever. That's just way too variable for what I like. There's a pretty good market here for all kinds of different stuff, but nationality props, only guy I really want to point out here, I think, is in the continental European market. Ludvig's -150. I think you could go for Hovland at +240. I think you're getting, it's three strokes difference. That's worth it to me. I do want to point that one out there. So, again, this is a week where I think you got to go light on the card. I don't think you have to spend lots of money at this. Go have a little bit of fun. This isn't a value week, at least on the PGA Tour. Maybe you can find some value in the FM Championship. On the LPGA, there's almost always a little bit of value in the LPGA. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Talk about the Betfred British Masters. And I think that's really it for this week to talk about that's worth looking at a bet. There's no Champions Tour there in St. Louis in a couple of weeks. There's no Live there in, the Chicago area, 2 weeks, something like that. It's soonish, but not this week. And the Korn Ferry Tour is also off for a couple of weeks before their next event in the Nashville area. You can join Golf News Net for $40 a year, golfnewsnet.com, or you can join us at golfnewsnet.com for 2 years for $60 in our final week of the PGA Tour season special, or for 3 years for $100. And you can add those onto your existing membership. I have to do it manually, but you can do that. You can get a hold of me ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com or on social media at Ryan Bellinger or Golf News Net. Either way, get a hold of me. We can talk about it there. Back with another show tomorrow. Thanks so much for your time. We'll catch you next time on The Press.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.